Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
You are listening to Pastor Elvis Ajiman. Pastor Elvis Ajiman is the founder of Grace Mountain Ministry and the convener of Alpha R. Follow Pastor Elvis on podcast. Podcast added for Android users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And podcast for Apple users is Pastor Ajiman Elvis. And now today's message. Stay blessed.
Praise the Lord. The Bible said that in Luke chapter 22, verse 44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. I want us all to read this again. Let's all read together. Verse 44, Luke chapter 22, verse 44. Let's go. And being in great agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Praise God. I want us to talk about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for mankind. It's important that the church understands exactly what Jesus Christ did for us. Amen. That's the only way, or that can be the only drive to push us to want to do what he's calling us to do. And that's what this ministry stands for. We are going to have our eyes open to the very sacrifice of Christ, so that we'll be energized by the knowledge of it to want to do more for God. There is one thing that we must know, that the most ungrateful people on earth are people who don't know the sacrifices that has been made for them. Am I here with someone? People who don't know the sacrifices that is going on around them. They don't know what their mothers went through for them, so they can easily insult them. They don't know what their fathers went through for them, so they can easily despise and reject them when they begin to become great in life. They don't know what certain leaders have done for them. They don't know what some friends are doing for them, what some people are giving up for them. And it's the reason why most people are being ungrateful. And it's the very reason why there are so many ungrateful people in the church. So many ungrateful people who are not being there for God. People who are not being there for what God has commanded us, because we don't actually understand. We don't have a full knowledge of the price Jesus paid for us. But I pray that after today we live here, our eyes will be opened. Hallelujah. Our eyes will be opened. And that is why the Bible makes us to understand. If we get to understand some of these things, we realize that it will not be too hard for us to want to do what God is expecting of us to do. If we get to know the full price, what Jesus went through, the cross, the pain of the cross, the suffering, the anguish of it all, you realize that, no, I have to do something for God. There are three people in the church. Let's note it very quick. And after that, we dive into the things Jesus went through for us. In a matter of minutes, we will stand up and pray. Hallelujah. The three people who are suffering in the church, the three groups of people who are suffering in the church, and they are going through all kinds of situations because they have not yet understood what Jesus came to do for them. The first group of people are those who are still having identity crisis. That's the first group of people. They are suffering from this. They don't know their background because they don't know what Jesus did for them. They don't know who they are because they don't know what Jesus did for them. They don't know what God is saying about them. They don't know their direction in life because they don't know what Jesus did for them. It's people who don't even know their status in the spirit realms. It's believers who don't know who they are in the spirit realm. Why? Because they have not taken the time to understand what Jesus has gone through for them. The full price Jesus paid, they don't get it. And I don't know whether we have such people around. We don't know. So anything beats us anyhow. We easily say God will not forgive us because we don't know what Jesus went through. They are the people that say that I'm bound to hell. Why? Because I sinned last 2 years. You don't know what Jesus went through for you. Am I here with somebody? You don't know. There are the people who are being tossed to and fro by the devil because they don't know what Jesus did for them. There are the people who don't value their souls because they don't know what Jesus did for them. If you know that everything Jesus came through was for the value, for the salvation of your soul, you will not just throw your soul about. If nothing could buy your soul, if nothing could be a ransom for your soul except the life of Christ, then you should know that your soul is more expensive than any other thing. So Jesus said that, for what shall a man exchange for his soul? Nothing. So we are easily attracted, or we run away from things that can destroy our body, and we fully embrace things that can destroy our soul because we don't know the worth of our souls. We don't know. So because of this ignorance, we live anyhow. There are things that are meant to destroy our souls. There are things that are meant to take us to hell. There are the things killing our souls. But because we don't know the value of our souls, we don't care. But let the sacrifice of Christ open your eyes to who you are. Am I here with somebody? Let the sacrifice of Christ. I quite remember I watched a movie and it spoke to me a lot, this Nigerian movie. Someone owned the land and some people came. He said that, I want to buy this land. I carried this money, I want to buy it. He said, no. He said, we'll pay you this. He said, no. He said, we'll pay you this amount. He said, no, I will not sell this land. And when the people left, the man said that if this land is no more valuable than the money they are saying they'll buy with it, they will not be given this amount of money. It means that this land is too worth more than what they are saying. That is why I'm saying I won't give it to them. Sometimes if you want to know the value of something, know the cost people are ready to pay, know the price people are ready to pay for that thing, then you will know the value of that thing. So if you want to know the value of your soul, check the price God was ready to pay just to save your soul. Am I here with somebody? If you want to know the value of your soul, just check the price Jesus paid. A king in heaven, everyone surrounded with a bow to him. Angels were bowing to him, and he has to leave all that just to come through this suffering, just to save you from dying, just to save your soul from eternal condemnation. That is how far Jesus went, just to save our souls. And don't you think that our souls must be very expensive? The soul of every man, every woman is very expensive. If you don't get to understand why Jesus, and listen, the devil is trying his best not to let the church know why and what Jesus sacrificed for us. All the devil is trying, because he knows that when your eyes are open to what Jesus went through for you, you will ask yourself, it means that, am I that important? And when you get to realize how important your soul is, you begin to give your life to Christ. You begin to do more for him. You begin to sacrifice more for him. The reason why the church is not sacrificing more for God is because we don't know what he did for us. The second group of people suffering in the church are the people that are easily defeated. They are easily defeated because they don't know what Jesus went through for them. They have not taken time to understand the spiritual transactions that went on in the spirit realm when Jesus was going to the cross. So anything can torment them anyhow. They don't know what it meant for Jesus' body to be teared apart. They don't know. So anything can just hit them anyhow. They don't know. They don't know why Jesus had to shed all his blood. That is why people are there and thinks the devil is just taking advantage of us. If people's eyes are open, that this is the reason why Jesus did that, then I will not allow the devil through his weight about me. The day our eyes are fully opened, we will take our full possession. We will take our position. We will place ourselves in the full advantageous state that Jesus Christ death has placed us. Because we don't know what his name stands for, so any demon can play around us. We don't know what his blood stands for. We don't know what his body stands for. We don't know the things that he took away. Do you know what it means by we were justified through his death? And you still think, go about thinking that you have a grudge with God, and the devil keeps on tormenting you in the mind, telling you that you are missing heaven. And the devil keeps on telling you God has a problem with you. Do you understand the reason why Jesus has to go through all this for you? Except you are a committed sinner. If you are a committed sinner, that one, the devil will keep on tormenting you. But you know that you have given your whole life to Christ, and the devil keeps on tormenting you. Do you really understand? We were justified through his death. In other words, the Bible, in deeper interpretation, goes like, we have been said, it is said of us that we are not guilty of anything. But we don't know. We have been defeated. If you know that all the stripes Jesus took was just for you to be cancer free, just for you to be malaria free, just for you to be typhoid free. He says that he was bruised for our transgression, wounded for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. By his stripes. So he has to go through certain things just for us to be healed. And the devil is trying everything possible that you don't really understand why Jesus was beaten. Am I here with somebody? The devil is trying everything possible to not for you to just understand why Jesus had to shed all his blood. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There cannot be forgiveness of sin. The devil does not want you to understand why Jesus went to the cross and the curtains got torn. He doesn't want us to understand. So that we will always be ignorant as we are. So the Bible says that for lack of knowledge, my people perish. The devil wants us at that corner of ignorance. So always we will continue to defeat us. But it shall not be our portion from today. I said it shall not be our portion from today. Hallelujah. We will know where we stand. The third group of people that the enemy is defeating, the enemy is trying to mess up, are the group of people who are experiencing an unwilling attitude and character. Why? Because they don't know what Jesus did for them. If you know the sacrifice someone goes through for you, you will also be ready sacrifice something for that person. If you are not, you don't know what Jesus died for you for, you will not be ready to die for him for anything. On the other day, the Bible says that Prophet Agabus held on to the girdle of Paul and said that Paul, this person with this garment, when he goes to Jerusalem, he's going to be bound, and when he's bound, he will be imprisoned. The Bible says that all the disciples and apostles started telling Paul, don't go to Jerusalem, don't go to Jerusalem. And Paul said that, I am not only ready to be bound, but I'm also ready to die for the name of Christ. Why? This was a man who understood that Jesus has done something for him. If you don't know that Jesus has done something for you, you will not be ready to even sacrifice a sweat for Jesus. If you don't take your time to understand what the man did, what he went through, the Bible said that he cried in agony. What have you done for him? The Bible said, whilst we were yet sinners, he died. He didn't die when we were friends with him. He didn't die when we were lovers. He died when we were yet sinners. And you come to understand some of these things, and this should be the energy with which you would want to serve God well. Am I here with somebody? This is the energy, this is where your energy will come from. That I want to also sacrifice something. Because he went through something for me when I have not even done anything good for him. Unwillingness comes from the fact that we don't know the pains Jesus went through for us. Our unwillingness. We are not ready to intercede because we don't know why he died. We don't know what he has done. We don't know that without him we would have been destroyed by now. We don't know the very deep processes of his death. So we are not ready to sacrifice time. We are not ready to sacrifice energy. We are not ready to sacrifice our reputation. We are not ready to sacrifice anything for his kingdom. Nothing. We are too selfish in our walk with God because we don't know the selfless character Jesus has to display to go to the cross for us. We don't know. We have not taken our time to understand. So the unwillingness of the church to win souls, the unwillingness of the church to sacrifice for God is coming from the fact that our eyes are not yet opened. But I pray that may our eyes be opened. The reason why you don't care if people are not going to church, you don't care if the nightclubs are increasing in number, you don't care because you don't actually know what Jesus did for you. It's not about them, it's always about us. And the Lord is going to open our eyes to some of the little things that Jesus went through, that it will speak volumes in our lives. And from today, it will move us to want to do more. People of God, we have to do more for God. Am I here with somebody? We have to do more for God. There has been so much fancy stuff going on in the kingdom. We must arise. Because Jesus Christ didn't die just for us to be playing around. He died for us to enter into something serious. And I want us to have our eyes open to something. Our unwillingness is coming from this. We don't care whether the church is being insulted. We even join the worldly people to insult the church. Why? Because we don't care. We are not bothered. When a pastor is being lambasted, we also join in it and we begin to broadcast it. Instead of us to broadcast that Jesus Christ went through something for the salvation of souls, we are busy broadcasting jokes. Why? Because we have not yet understood. We join the world to bring down the church. It shall not be the case in this ministry. Hallelujah. It shall not be the case. Because we are going to know what Jesus for us. Let's learn just three things in a matter of 10 minutes, then we pray. Three things from what Jesus went through in Luke 22 verse 44. That's where we learned. We read from the Bible, said that, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When Jesus, the night to the time Jesus had to face the cross, the Bible says that he went to Gethsemane and he prayed more earnestly, more vigorously, seriously, with all his strength. And the Bible said that the sweat in his face started dropping as blood. And the only time, medical science will tell you that the only time people will begin to sweat to a point that you find blood coming out. It's excessive stress, excessive unusual stress. When people are so afraid and stressed up, that is the time you realize that they begin to sweat. Then the blood vessels begin to blast into their sweat glands. Then you find blood coming out. They are saying it's an unusual stress. Unusual stress. Just because of me and you, Jesus Christ was so worried to death. Have you ever been so stressed up before? All you say is that I was stressed. Why? I didn't have 1 million in my pocket. Is that stress? See, my goodness, I didn't get admission to school. Is that stress? You've not seen anything. There is a stress a man can go through that he will be so stressed up that blood, his blood vessels begin to burst. That is what Jesus went through. That is what Jesus went through before he went to the cross. And he opened his mouth and said, I wish that this cup pass by. Father, I wish. Because he knew the agony that he was about to go through. The Bible said that that is the highest. That is the highest. So David says something in Psalm 116 verse 3. He said that, for the sorrow of death has compassed me, and the pains of death is upon me. And he said that I have found trouble and sorrow. David was prophesying about Jesus. He said the sorrows of death has compassed me by. Jesus was so afraid. Somebody will say, Jesus is God. How would he be afraid? Yes. The book of Hebrews 5 said it. He said that for he cried out of fear. Bible said that David was there. Thousands and thousands of years ago, and the Lord opened his eyes and he saw what will happen to Jesus, and he saw the things Jesus will be thinking inside, and he said that for sorrow has compassed me and the pains of death is upon me. I have found trouble and sorrow. This is what we call somebody finding trouble. You, what you are handling is not trouble. Stress that Jesus has to go through. Why? Because he knew every single thing that was going to happen to him. In Luke chapter 9 verse 31, the Bible said that Elijah and Moses came to him on the mountain of transfiguration, and they discussed what death that he should go through. They discussed it. So the devil had no... Listen, everything Jesus went through, it's never the plan of the devil. It's never the idea of the devil. It was Jesus who specially chose that sort of punishment. The Bible says that when he met Moses and Elijah, they discussed what disease, what death that he must go through. They discussed it. And science makes us to understand that that is the capital punishment any man has ever gone through. What have you done for him? There is a better reason why Jesus went and did this. Your eyes must be open. And because he has discussed what death he must go through, he knew every step of that morning, what was going to happen to him. He knew the pains that was going to be inflicted on his body. That is why Jesus was in too much stress. He wished he would stop dying, but he was still thinking about some of us. That without it, I'll continue to be called a Gentile, and I'll follow the path of all the destroyed Gentiles that were in the past. So Jesus knew how much beatings he was going to receive. Jesus knew the pains of the nails that would be straight in his body. He knew everything. He discussed it. The devil didn't surprise Jesus with any of the things he did to him. It was Jesus' decision. The devil didn't surprise him. He discussed it. This is what we have to go through. This is what I have to go through. And he had me in mind. Am I here with somebody? I know he had you also in mind. Praise God. passing it. Do you know Jesus could have been hanged without being beaten? But he said, no, I have to be beaten. Why? Because any stripe they give me, any stripe I get on my body, I want it to be a healing for my people. I just want it to be. So that is why he chose to be beaten. That is why he chose to be beaten. Every single thing. Why did he choose that his blood should, every blood should come out? Because he knew that the people are coming, that they will continue to wrong God. And I want forgiveness to be made so simple for them. I am giving away my whole blood, that anytime a man goes before God and confesses sins, God will be faithful to forgive that man. God will be faithful. Because of my blood. Because of his blood. So on that mountain of transfiguration, Moses was here. Elijah was here. And Elijah was telling him, let them beat you only 10. Jesus was saying, no, I will take 39. Am I here with somebody? He said that, okay, fine. Even if you take 39, let them strike you with the nail in the hand. He said, no, the hand is not as painful as the pain nerve here. So let them put the nail here. Moses said, no. We will not let you go naked. He said, no, if I don't go naked, my people will not be clothed in glory. I have to go naked. They were saying, Moses will say, no, don't do this. Jesus will say, I will do it. Elijah will say, don't do this. Jesus will say, I will do it. Why? Because of them. Because of them. And they were discussing. And after they discussed everything in Luke chapter 9, by Luke chapter 22, Jesus knew that whatever they have discussed there was going to happen to him. And Bible says that he was so stressed. He has chosen it just for love for us, but was still thinking, God, what have I done? Am I going to go through the worst pain on earth? Because the Bible makes us to understand that he was full God and full flesh. Hebrews chapter 1 makes us to understand, before he died, he was a son of man. Before, after his death, he was a son of God. So before he died, he was in full flesh. The Bible says that he was tempted as in all points as we are, but yet he didn't sin. So his blood, his feelings, everything was at work. He was going to go through, like if I was choosing to go through, the same pain I would feel, that was the same pain Jesus knew he was going to feel. But he still went. And the stress was hitting him. But he still went. Because something good must happen to some people. So I have to face the worst thing on earth. This truth, when he said these things about Jesus, is too true to be true. But it's true. Am I here with somebody? It's true. Jesus was thinking about you, not himself. Oh, he was already saved. He was already in heaven. He was already the adorable Son of God. But the Bible said that he has made many, he has called many into the glory of God. Through him, many sons has been called into the glory of God. Because he wanted you also to be a son. He wanted me also to be a son. That is why he has to go through it. And after discussing everything, what really beat my mind is that the Jews had their own form of punishment. And the Gentiles, that's the Romans, also had their own forms of punishment. Jesus could have simply gone for the Jewish punishment. Because it was far less painful than that of the Romans. But Jesus said, well, let the Gentiles, the Romans, be the people that will kill me. Because if the Jews should kill me, I will not go through as much pains as the Gentiles will kill me. And the Bible said that, and they scourged Jesus. The Jews, they beat. The Romans, they scourged. Understand this very well. Don't just read it through the Bible and say, oh, and they beat Jesus. No, the Jewish, they were beaten. The Gentiles, the Romans were scorching. What the Jews beat people with were just the tail of a horse or a tail of a cow. Then they harden it, they beat your back some more, then you go your way. But the Romans made something called the flagellum. The flagellum is a big stick like this, and they weave certain thin things around it, something that they fix bones, the pelvis of certain animals, sheep and the rest in it, and they mash grass, a glass, something that can tear the body of a man, and they put in that thing. So it's more like bones. It's senka senka se. Apua apua bones womubi. Empentua womubi. Anything that can cut and destroy the flesh is in the flagellum. Otwa obaku se ya etimi to honam. And that was what they called the scorching. And no Roman was punished by the flagellum. No Roman. Why? Because anytime you are beaten with the flagellum, they are telling you that you are worse than an animal. And they said that there was no way no Roman can ever be that disrespected. Omun disrespecting any Roman like that. They are making sure. So when Jesus Christ surrendered, that let them beat me with a flagellum, all they were saying that I am going lower than a human being just for you to be saved. Listen, the flagellum was in such a way that by the time they finish beating you, sometimes all your intestines has come out. Everything in you will come out. It tears your blood vessels. It tears everything about you. It destroys your body. And Jesus said that I will not let them use just the tail of a horse. I want that flagellum, because at the end of the day, I don't want to find a flesh on me. Am I here with somebody? I don't want to see a flesh on me. Psalm 22. Psalm 22. Again, David was prophesying. David was prophesying about the death of Christ in Psalm 22. Verse 6. Hear what David said. But I am a worm and no man. Somebody say, and no man. I am a worm and no man. The interpretation of the worm means that anytime you see worm, in that he's not talking just about human, an animal, it's not just an insect worm, but he was saying that I am full of blood. The worm there, the Hebrew interpretation means something red. So it got to a time after they finished dealing with Jesus, you couldn't see his color. All you could see from head to toe was all full of blood, red. He said that I am a worm, and no man. I am not any human being. Why? Because he knew that they were going to take him through the punishment they feel that a human being should not go through. So it was murderers and robbers, strangers who were coming to Roman or the Rome to come and do whatever they like. If you are caught, then they take you through that punishment. And they make sure after they finish with you, you will not recognize your human being that you are. And David said that, even projecting from that time, he said that I am a worm, I'm full of blood, and I'm not even a human being. I'm no man. Go to the verse 14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. Verse 16. For dogs have surrounded me, The assembly of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. When he was talking about Jesus, he said that they have pierced my hands and my feet, and I can count my bones. When they finished beating Jesus, there was no skin. You could count his bones. What we see in Jesus' movies is far lesser than what happened to him. So don't project your mind to what you see in that Passion of Christ. Catch the revelation of God's word. He was made like a whale. Everything about him was red. He could not be recognized. He was far lesser than how a human being should be treated. And he said that his bones could be counted. It means that Jesus shed not only his blood, he shed everything called body, flesh in his body. It was all teared apart. It was all teared apart. Everyone there could count Jesus' bones. There was no skin on the hand. There was no skin at his back. Everything is gone. They could count his bones. Why? Because through that, somebody must be healed. That stupid demon called sickness today will be punished. Oh, hallelujah. If you get to understand what Jesus went through just for you to be healed. By his stripes, we were healed. It was not just a stripe that we got from our teachers in classes. That is not a stripe. What happened to Jesus has happened to me. See what the teacher has done. Am I Jesus that you beat me like that? If Jesus had gone through that, he would have been the happiest man on earth. He went through what stripes really means. The flagellum is made in a way that when you are shipped once, it tears your skin apart. And he took over 39 stripes of that. Over 39. Bakupe etumite was king. Makumaku 39. By the time they gave Jesus 15, he said that, I've got to stop this. Then he reminds that somebody will get a heart attack. So I have to take the 16th one. Somebody will get another strange disease, so I have to take the 20th one. And he was thinking of our sicknesses, thinking of our diseases, thinking of our pains. And he went through from number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, when he couldn't even take it, to the number 39. And by the time he took the 39, he said, it is finished. All he was saying is that, hey, no sickness has power over my children again. No pain has power. No disease. No negative report. No hospital. No doctor can ever diagnose my children. At the mention of my name, every disease must bow. At the mention of my name, every sickness must run. At the mention of my name, my children cannot die. They can't die. He was going through it when he was carrying the cross. He was thinking, what at all? Why am I going through this? What at all have these people done to me? At every single step, I just want them to be called sons. I want to give up. I want to give up. All I need to do is to command angels that this whole process will just cease. All I need to do is to speak. Angels will obey. They cannot disobey me. And this whole pain, all the soldiers will just die. And I go back to my house. Go back to heaven. But anytime that thought comes, he thinks that if I should stop now, there will not be a hope of salvation for the generations coming and the generations that are gone. And Jesus went through it. Went through it. Went through it. Even on the cross, the Bible said, the pains were too severe that he said that, my Father, why have thou forsaken me? We didn't plan this thing this way. I thought that I was coming to this cross, and immediately I am hanged on it, I should die. But why am I just going through this pain from hours to hours? And he still kept quiet until the ninth hour. He received a signal and said, "It is finished." This whole process. Why? Because those hours that he was hanging there, there was something happening in the spirit realm. We could not see. The Bible could not record. The scribes of the Bible could not record. But there was something happening. Why? Because the Bible says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The penalty of men, all their sins were upon Jesus. So whilst he was hanging there, the penalty for all those that have stolen upon the earth was hitting him. The penalty for all murderers were hitting him. The penalty for all fornicators were hitting him. The penalty for all people that are insulting, grieving, everyone that has offended God was just hitting him. The penalty for idolism was hitting Jesus. He was paying the price. What we must go through, Jesus was paying it. All he was saying is that from today, oh God, don't account for the sins of these people. Anyone who believes in this sacrifice, I take their punishment. And God was saying that if you want to take it, then remain there. I am calculating their sins for you. Remain there and pay for their penalty. Their penalties. Pay for their sins. Pay for it. Remain there until every soul's sins are upon you and their punishment are upon you. And after that, God told them, you have to go to hell for 3 days. Go to hell for them. Go to hell. All the people you have taken their sins, that if they should believe on you, they should be justified. Then they should have gone to hell. So you must live on this cross, go to hell, suffer the pain. That is why David said that for the pains of hell was upon you. He knew he has to go to hell for us. But the good news is that God promised him that on the third day, I said on the third day, on the third day, on the third day, oh hallelujah, on the third day, I will lift you up again. And the glory of heaven shall come upon the people you have sacrificed your life for. And beloved, I pray that your eyes will be open, and even tomorrow, the things that Jesus have gone through for us. The cross was not a place of show. It was not a place of fun. It was not that Jesus went to the cross as a God. He went as a human being like me and you. He went there. And when you get to understand some of these things, you realize that there is no day that you have to live on your own. The Bible said that you are bought with a price. Therefore, obey and serve him that bought you. Somebody has paid for what you have to go through. Somebody has paid for what you have to pay. Somebody has cried your tears for you. Somebody has shouted your agony for you. Somebody has gone through everything that you have to go through. And all you need to do is to appreciate that man. All he's calling for is that believe on me and work the works that I've committed to you. Go into the world and tell people that what you have seen that I've done for you, I've done for them also. Am I here with somebody? What you have seen, I've done for them. Tomorrow, we'll be going through, after the resurrection, the things that happened. And your eyes will be opened unto what Jesus resurrected for us. The things that came out, some of the things in his resurrection, the power of his resurrection. Paul said that, let my understanding be open that I may know the power of his resurrection. And we have to understand the power of his resurrection, and you will know what Jesus Christ, the table that he has prepared for you. Tell somebody, Jesus has prepared a good table for you. Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Ajuman Elvis. For inquiries, send us a mail on pastorelvis@gracemountainministry.org. For questions relating to relationships and marriage, send us a mail on loveclinic@elvisajuman.org. You can also send your testimonies via testimonies@elvisajuman.org. For offerings, visit www.payalphar.org. For more information, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. Remember, faith cometh from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com.